It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Can you believe it? It's been almost 5 years since Iowa legalized same-sex marriage. Iowa was just the third state to do so, and we've had a wave of states in the past 2 years legalizing same-sex marriage, raising the total to something like 16. And Illinois, our neighbor to the east, will join the ranks on June 1st. The Des Moines Register just published a new Iowa poll on attitudes about same-sex marriage. Joining me now to talk about it, Sharon Jackson of the Des Moines Register, a reporter with the Des Moines Register. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Ben.
What struck me when I saw the results is they break down roughly into thirds. Tell me about it.
Well, when we asked people how they feel about same-sex marriage 5 years after the state legalized it, the most common response from people was that it just doesn't matter. That was 36% of people said that they don't really care. 34% of people said they were disappointed, and 28% of Iowans say that they're proud that the state allows same-sex marriage.
So it's fairly clear what people say when they're disappointed, what they mean when they're disappointed, or that they're proud. But this that they doesn't matter to them. That's up to some interpretation.
Sure. And when I talked to analysts who looked at the numbers, what they said is they don't see much of a place for conservatives to overturn the ruling by having those kinds of numbers of people who say that it doesn't matter to them. Because if you look at the number of people who are proud and the number of people who say it doesn't matter, combined, you have 62% of people who may not necessarily work actively to try to overturn it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you reached out, I saw in your article in the Des Moines Register today, to some of the stakeholders on the different sides of this issue. Mm-hmm. What did they say to these poll results?
Well, advocates for same-sex marriage feel that this is a really good sign, that this says this is normal. If people are saying it doesn't matter to me, this is just something they're accepting and living with, and that's a good thing. But also conservatives I spoke to feel that this is also a good sign that 34% of people say they're disappointed, and they feel that their message is strong enough that they can sway some of the people who say it doesn't matter, that they could sway them to their side as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how this compares with attitudes from the past that have been polled here in Iowa.
In the past, it has changed a bit. In 2008, in an Iowa poll, we asked whether people supported or opposed same-sex marriage, and a majority of people opposed it. So this does look to be changing.
Mm-hmm. I see that this shift that you're tracking with this latest poll also lines up with a poll that was done by the Pew Research Center. It was actually a couple years ago that for the first time more Americans said they favored same-sex marriage than opposed it, and the number has been rising since. What's been remarkable, I think, is you've had nationwide and here in Iowa, I wonder if we've seen a social attitude change so quickly on any other type of thing. I don't know.
That's a good question.
Be something to think about. So your takeaway after writing about this poll?
I think it's interesting that this question was asked, whether it matters at all. I think that itself shows a change. It's something we weren't asking before. And I also think, from the analysts I've spoken to, it seems as though parties are separating themselves from this issue. One of the Iowans I spoke to who identifies as a Republican, she said her party has nothing to do with the fact that she is in favor of same-sex marriage and that it's really about the fact that she has gay family members.
Okay, thank you very much. Sharon Jackson, Des Moines Register reporter, talking about a new Iowa poll about same-sex marriage attitudes.
Thanks, Ben.